This is Full Draw Fitness, and you are listening to the Archery Maniacs Podcast. Now it's time for Archery Maniacs Updated News. We launched an updated website at www.archerymaniacs.com. Go there and you will find Archery Maniacs Taxidermy. Our taxidermy includes European mounts, hydrographic skull dips, and custom artwork, customizable video packages, packages to fit all your hunt needs, monthly newsletter. The newsletter will include success stories, failure stories, gear reviews, wild game recipes, upcoming episodes in our online series, and upcoming podcasts, and updates to our YouTube online series called Live Life at Full Draw. Alert, alert! Soon to launch our ebooks, Hunt Planner Guide, all the steps you need to plan your next DIY dream hunt, including specific questions, hunt plans, and step-by-step instructions. Keto Dehydration. Make your own dehydrated keto meals for your hunting and backpacking adventures. Super Tune Your Bow, Beginner's Bow Tuning Guide, and more. Thank you for tuning into the show, and we appreciate you checking out the website. Have you tried a fitness training plan that wasn't for you? Elevation Fitness Training is the one and only fully customizable training program that personalizes your fitness for you, the individual. Mention Archery Maniacs and get 10% off the training package of your choice. Nutrition can be one of the hardest areas to tackle. What's the best way of eating? How much of this or that do I need? Nutrition Realign takes the guessing game out and looks at where you are and where you want to go. Your health and goals is their priority.
Hey everybody, welcome to Full Draw Fitness with Courtney and Steven of Elevation Fitness Training.
We're going to be going over everything from fitness to hunting, archery, and just being comfortable with your bow in the backcountry. So sit tight, get comfortable, and follow us along the journey of Full Draw Fitness.
Now,
let's
get
into
the show!
In this episode of Full Draw Fitness, Steven and Courtney cover avoiding the summertime pitfalls. I hope that you enjoy the show.
And here we go. We are back. Full Draw Fitness. It's Wednesday. That's what this means. So
it's Wednesday.
If you're listening, it's at least, well, I guess I can't say that because you could be listening on a Friday.
But you should be listening Wednesday because that's when this comes out.
Yep.
So we're just going to assume that it's Wednesday and you're listening to this on a Wednesday.
That's right. Anyway, we are going to talk a little bit more about a topic we talked about last week.
Yep.
Just kind of a spinoff on that. We talked about how to be authentic and take ownership of where you are at the moment, regardless of where you were, where you want to be, or where you think you should be.
That's right.
Sometimes, you know, where you are right now, take an inventory of that and moving forward. So what are we talking about today, Steven?
Yeah, so it's, we know it's Wednesday because we already spoke on that, but the sun is trying to poke out here in Oregon, and all the flowers are blooming, the trees are budding, which means summertime is almost here.
It's coming. Yeah. That's right.
We are so
moving through spring.
That's right. So we wanted to chat about some planning, some prepping, success, failures, how to avoid the pitfalls of the summertime barbecue and food.
Well, it's hard because, you know, there's a few things that can happen. Either you know, even with or without resolutions, you could have worked really hard through winter. You could be getting into a place where you're, you know, going for the summer body, or, you know, you're going for a specific goal. You've done really good. You've stayed on track. And then, like, spring and summer hits and there's barbecue, gatherings, camping trips, you know, long weekends, that kind of thing. And so either you've stayed on track and now you have this new temptation that's coming in, or you've been kind of rolling around the idea of getting back on track, but now there's this other thing that's happening that's like, you know, the smell of somebody's grill.
Right.
And food.
Yep.
Summertime, feel good, comfort food. it's hard to pass that up sometimes. And I'm never the person that thinks, you know, 100% of the time you have to be 100%.
Right.
Because you have to live a little. Right. But where do you draw the lines? Where is, like, enough's enough going to actually be the place where you stop? Right?
Yeah. I mean, what you guys didn't see is I just had a lifesaver mint before we started. And I had to draw the line.
One is enough.
That's right. You know, the other thing about the summertime barbecue, camping, the food is in abundance. It's right. not like it's a, okay, everybody gets a half of a
there's
burger.
There's no portion control.
Yeah, no, yeah. There's a bag of chips. There's, you know, 4 pounds of burger. There's cheese. There's lettuce. There's all the fixing, beans and whatever, you know. Who knows if that's how you guys do it. If not, you should be doing it that way, right? There's also going to be that high carbohydrate diet crash within about 40 minutes, and it's like, where's the dessert?
Yeah.
Candy bars, campfire, which means
s'mores.
What? S'mores. Where's the s'mores?
Yeah.
Where's the popcorn? Where's the whatever?
And it's like, that sounds great, like if that's an evening or if that's kind of a treat for somebody, but those things can kind of start to pile up.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was this, and then it was that, and then it's like, before you know it, you haven't set a boundary, you haven't had a plan going into it, you haven't done any preparation. So say you're on that long camping trip with a bunch of family and not everybody's goals line up with yours.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go into it, you have that first initial night, everybody's having fun, you're having s'mores, this, that, and the other thing. Then where do you wake up the next day and go, okay, that was yesterday, I'm going to be back on whatever. It's hard to have that if you don't have a plan. So let's talk about some plans for some tips, for planning ahead, preparing to not fail.
Right.
Right? Because if there's no plan, we know what's going to happen. We're going to slip up and we're going to stay off the wagon. So,
sure.
Tips for staying on track or getting yourself back to that point.
Okay. So the first thing that I would suggest, which is something that my brother Brandon has really been just nailing right now, and it's something that he isn't used to doing, which is prepping his food. He is, he lives in the Midwest, which is where I come from. And, you know, most of the Midwesterners don't have the best diet. It's meat and potatoes. It's heavy starches, you know, corn on the cob and that kind of stuff. And that's all fine and dandy and it tastes good, but that's not really, you know, the diet, the staple that's going to create success. So I think for me, and I think for most folks, there's this effort put into this the success and reward of being able to stay on track, but also being able to control your portions, control what you eat and when, right? Because if you're prepping your food, and let's say for the since we're on the camping theme, it's almost summertime, and you're going to be gone, what do we want to say, 5 or 6 days? 6 days. 7 days, because 7 days is more fun than 6 days, right?
That's a really long camping trip.
That's a
but
long
I'm with
camping
you.
Trip.
I'm with
right,
you.
Come on. Let's go for it. We'll turn this into hunting soon. And so you've got six meals for midday, right? You've got six breakfasts. You've got six dinners, basically, right? And sometimes you can kind of meld those together. If there's a little bit of extra this, a little bit extra that, that could be put into the dinner, could be added to the next days, right? So, you know, I think that looking back onto some of our, obviously we always camp when we hunt, some of our hunting trips, we have put together these meals and considered not only the nutritional value, but the size, the portion, because I
calories,
think...
Calories, yeah.
Yeah, calories, right. You know, I think that it's not always what you eat, right? So I can think of, we're getting hijacked by our cat here. This is Zoe, and she has separation anxiety. You know, I see so many people, including myself, it's like, well, this is good for you. A, B, C, and D, I'm eating healthy fats, I'm not eating a bunch of carbohydrates. Well, that's great. How much of it are you eating? You know, are you eating 3 or 4 meals worth? Because then we're kind of missing the whole point of eating healthy or eating clean.
Absolutely, yeah. Portion control is huge.
Right, yeah. So, you know, chatting with my brother, who's been a part of Elevation Fitness Training from the very beginning. He's a stud, he's an athlete, he lives life to the fullest. you know, and he's had some issues with a very unhealthy gut. He's had issues, you know, gluten allergy, which in my opinion, this is just my opinion, I have no science degree, I'm not a physician, but I think we all have a gluten allergy. I think that today's grains and wheats and that kind of stuff, I don't think they mix well with any of our stuff, but that's a whole different talk show. So, you know, finding a way for him to prep his meals, control his portions, you know, he's sending me pictures of it, and it looks good. And these are also things, now this is another part of it, and this isn't a plug, but these are, you know, he's on Courtney's meal plans. He is using her recipes, and so it's creating this ease of use, right? Yeah. You've got somebody helping you along the way. You know, if you had an ankle or foot problem, you'd go to a foot specialist. If you, you know, typically you don't go to your neighbor's house who's never even had shears in his or her hand and say, hey, cut my hair. No, because you're going to look like, you know, a mop. So knowing one, I know, right? Look at this. Yeah. Don't worry about any of this stuff. The hair and the beard. Knowing how to do it is one thing. Knowing that it's going to be effort. I think that's the one thing that most people shy away from. Oh, I spent all of Saturday or all of Sunday prepping my food.
You know, in regards to that, it's funny because a lot of times people they'll put in the effort, right? They'll do the Sunday meal prep and they'll do that for 4 weeks or something. And then they'll go, man, it's just a lot of work. And what I don't understand with people is why you do that for 4 weeks if it's a lot of work and then just go, whatever. Because then what you've invested is pointless, right? So rather than when things get hard, people going, man, it is work, right? Man, I do have to plan ahead, or I have to go to the store, or I have to take 3 hours out of the day to prep. It's work. That's what our jobs are. Our jobs are to progress as humans, to work for things. We weren't born to just have things like delivered to us, like, okay, here's an easy route. Here's this. Here's a handout. Here's these things. Like, you have to work for it. So if you spend, you know, 3 hours on a Sunday doing your meal prep and you get to week 5 and you're like, man, but I don't wanna. It's right there at that pivotal moment that you got to go, okay, but this is the turning point for me when putting in the hard work means that the results come after that.
Right. Yeah. It's creating value in it. And so let's say that, you know, I like to always try to find a solution. I like to be a problem solver. And sometimes it's to my detriment. But to that, I would say, I think that's probably one of the most common results, right?
Giving up.
Is that adherence. Yeah. Yep. So, you know, to that, and I've had, you know, doing this whole fitness thing and coaching thing for who knows how long now, a long time. I've had numerous folks that are driven and they're you know, not only performance-based driven, but they're results driven. They like data, like myself. I love data. I've been doing fitness tests for 12 years, 13 yeah. years with my clients. I like to receive that data because that tells me at the end of the month or every 2 months or 8 weeks or whatever our planned program is, where they're succeeding or not, which is basically a direct reflection on my efforts, my intelligence, my application of my knowledge to their performance. So what I always say is, in this 5 weeks or... And the other thing is I try to get people out of this four-week thing, right? So we have, let's say, bills. We have to pay bills every month, right? Or you pay bills every 2 weeks or whatever it is. It's the same cyclical thing, and we get used to it, and we go, okay, now it's time to ABC. It's been this long, now it's time to this. Well, let's make it a six-week process. Let's get past week 4, week 5, whatever, right? And then you get to week 5, you know that there's one more week in the food prep, let's say. And then maybe week 5, you reach out to somebody and say, hey, how about I'd love some of your ideas. I'd love some of your meal prepping recipes, or here's what I really like. Here's what I've noticed that when Stephen or Courtney or, you know, fill in the blank has put me through this rigorous exercise or this event, or I went and competed in this, or I went and hiked, you know, my local spot and I did this well. Here's what I was eating, or here's how I was feeling. Here's the feedback. You should try this. you know, and maybe even swap those recipes and ideas and keep it fresh.
Sure, yeah.
You know, and there's tons and tons and tons of resources. And if you guys can't find those, reach out. I can think of a bunch of people that work hard at it, you know, including ourselves, and would love to share that with you and would love to know what you're doing. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's fun to swap those ideas and recipes. And, you know, sometimes people can kind of get into this like structured theme, basically, of foods. And I know that we do that in our house sometimes. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, I have to seek out some different kind of something.
Right.
You know, to spice it up, change it up, and, you know, add some diversity into the mix.
Yeah.
But I think you're really right in looking at things rather than going like month by month, which I think can be important in some regards, mm-hmm. but extending that, because though you can make a lot of progress in what 4 weeks will cover, I think a lot of the really vital, motivating, encouraging, like self-gratifying stuff, you know, results, progress, whatever that is, happens in a lengthier time than that.
Right.
So I think in this day and age, when we like stuff right now, you know, we want instant gratification, to assess where you are and to say, hey, is this good enough? Did I make enough progress? Should I continue every 4 weeks? Might be a little premature.
Yeah, it is. You know, and this is a little off topic, but it ties into what you just spoke of, this instant gratification thing. So I got into sales and marketing. I'm 38 now. When I was in my early 20s, I loved it. I was aggressive with it. I loved the hunt. I loved the chase. I loved going into an environment of strangers and presenting my product and creating a desire, a demand out of people that I'd never met. It was my drug, right? It was, I really enjoyed it. And I specifically remember, you know, in 2003-ish, 2004, that the average time to captivate somebody, whether it be in a social media aspect, whether it be in a marketing video, something like that, was 14 seconds. So if you don't captivate them in 14 seconds, they're either flipping the page, they're changing the channel. It was the same thing as the radio.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you've
absolutely
got 14 seconds. You know what it is now?
I was going to say, I bet it's half of that.
It's 3.7 seconds.
Yeah.
3.7 seconds.
Well, think about how quick something can flip on your phone, right?
It's insane. And that's 2004, I think, is what it was. So 3.7 seconds, if we're not absolutely captivated, how can you get captivated in 3.7 seconds, right? So we're now the society of, I like it, it's gone. I'm not that interested. I don't, you know, I wasn't visually stimulated, or I wasn't, you know, that song wasn't exactly the way I wanted it to start, or something that didn't right. We don't stop and enjoy and give the time to soak it in. At the same time, we're saturated with crap too, right? So there's this good, enjoyable crap line that you have to go, nope, yes, no. And especially being parents with kids, sometimes that's got to happen fast. I don't know how many times we've been doing a project or, you know, working around the house or doing something as a family, and we've got one of our Pandora stations on. And we choose not to cuss around our kids. I mean, every now and then it's like, what the hell is going on? Or if you drop something on your foot, it's like, you know, holy. But it's not like it's not a choice. And I'm not condemning anybody that cusses around their kids. It's just not what we choose to do. But there'll be a song that comes on and we're
running
40 yards.
Yeah. How fast can we get to
How fast
phone?
Can you get there? And so then, you know, that's that. There's a line, right? Anyway, so being able to, and I'm going to draw this all back to what we're talking about right now, being able to stay the course, not get bored with it, and you have to find a way, or you have to seek somebody out to help you find a way to create value. We're listening to a podcast this morning. So we had 10 Cornish hens that we raised, and these Cornish hens, from the time they're born to the time they get slaughtered, live on average 8.5 to 10 weeks. So ours went about 9 weeks or so, I think, 8.5, 9 weeks. And yesterday was slaughter day. And it was actually Thursday, but it was Slaughter Day, which is 2 days before Saturday. Slaughter Day. Put it on your calendar. So we went out.
That lost me. We I'm not sure.
Slaughter Day. Come on. If there was an eighth day, would it be Slaughter Day? No, I don't think so.
Anyway.
So that's what you get for giving me my podcast. So what we did was we slaughtered those chickens. And it was a really proud moment, right? We created this healthy, sustainable food for our family, which we know what's happened to it, you know, from the time it was born till the time we put it in our freezer, which was what, about 45 minutes ago. But I'll tell you what, that was 10 weeks of stepping in chicken poop. It was 10 weeks of where the hell are the chickens at? It was 10 weeks of, you know, this nonstop barrage, and it wasn't all bad, but it's you're going, hey, it's 5 weeks. Is it time to slaughter the chickens yet? I'm bored with them, or I'm this, or I'm that, right? And so you know that there's this goal, and that goal is going to take set amount of time. And there was times when I was like, yep, I think it's time. It's got to be close to 10 weeks, or it's 8 weeks, or it's whatever. So finding a way to keep track of that, or stay on course, right? Listening to this podcast this morning, sorry, I went off on a tangent there. I heard this gentleman say that, you know, he was this huge defensive lineman, 320 pounds, 6'8" or something like that. Well, he was out of football. He was just known as this giant beast of a man, and he wasn't like belly heavy. He was just a big, big human. And he said that he wasn't healthy, but he never had even considered losing all the extra 100 pounds, I think is what he lost, right? He never even considered losing that weight because everybody already knew him as this big guy.
Yeah.
And then he was introduced to a gentleman who basically changed the way he thought, the way that he ate, and the way that he exercised, and gave him a reason and value to do it. And one of those things was he loves deep dish pizza, right? And he said he would eat a deep dish pizza, quote, every night for the rest of his life, if he could. He said, but the value and the importance of watching his daughter get married and walk down the aisle was outweighed that deep dish pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And the value created in watching his son graduate college outweighed the value of eating the pizza or the burger or whatever.
And it kind of circles back around to what you were saying last week with there's a difference between feel good and happy.
Happy, yeah.
And we get a lot of times wrapped up in or feel good and go, but I want this, it's comforting, I don't want to do that because I want to sit here instead or whatever that may be. And we lose sight of where we intended to go,
mm-hmm.
right? I think, actually, just as an example on my end, I was talking to a woman who used to be a client, and she's, you know, become a friend and somebody who, you know, I reach out, she reaches out periodically. And she just set out to do the ketogenic diet. And, you know, she's looking to shed some weight, to get healthier, you know, to find that kind of happy place for her. And she said to me in correspondence or text the other day, all I ever do is fail.
Mm.
All I ever do is fail. And all I could say back to her at that very moment was, until one day you don't. That's all we do is fail. If we're not succeeding, right? Something short of where you intended to go isn't meeting the goal, right? So whether it's good, bad, a catastrophe or not, it's failure to get there, right? But until you finally put together the effort, the consistency, the drive, the determination, the effort, the consistency, you know, all those things that continue to snowball affect what you're doing, you're going to come up short. But until one day you decide to do all of those things, and roll it and roll it and roll it and roll it, you're going to eventually lead to success.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't get there without making those choices.
That's right.
So let's go back to topic. Getting ready for summer, preparing for camping trips, how to stay on track if you're not, or you're trying to get back on the wagon, or you've done really good, but now you have this season coming up where you want to deviate. I want to throw out a couple tips for people specifically for these things.
Okay, you do yours first.
Okay, so going to barbecues. I think about barbecues, again, it's a lot of comfort food. There's a lot of portions, right? There's an abundance of food. So how can you indulge, per se, without derailing yourself? A couple things, and they're, you know, kind of general, is have a snack, have an appetizer, have something before you go if you're the kind of person that doesn't do well around temptation, right? So if you get to, and I'm, trust me, I'm the same way. Or if I'm hungry going into something, there's no way that I'm going there going, I'm not going to eat a donut, but I'm starving. So I get there and that donut is just like, come on,
right,
baby.
Yeah.
You know, you come here.
What kind of
you
donut
know?
Though?
Chocolate glaze, that's it. Oh. Anyway, so have something to eat before you go. Like going to anything hungry, even if it's the grocery store, even if it's a health food store, you're going to come home with way more than you ever bargained
that's
for
right.
because hunger is what's driving you. So have a snack before you go. Take something, take a healthy option, right? Bring something to it, make it a, you know, your own little potluck, whatever. Take a healthy option so that if you do get there and all of your choices are deep fried, you know, smothered, covered, whatever, you have something that you can call, fall back onto. That may be hard to do once you get there, but you at least have that option. What was my next one? Oh, I just had it on the tip of my tongue. I'll come back to that one in a second. For going out on camping trips, plan ahead. You know, it's easy to take hamburgers, hot dogs, whatever. But having something to where not everything's going to be the quick and easy snack, chip, dip, whatever. Take chips, take a whole veggie tray with you too, so that you can at least do some dipping with the veggies instead of just the chips. That one's, again, hard to do, but so worth
it
in the end. Taking breakfast food. I think sometimes people forget to take breakfast food when camping because you kind of just wake up, you do your thing, and then, you know, it rolls around to lunch, and then by lunch, you're going to have a bigger portion. So take things you can have for breakfast, whether that's yogurt, some granola, mixed nuts, string cheese, you know, even if it's something that you can just grab and go, it's going to help, you know, not get to lunch feeling like you've been starving.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I was going to say back to barbecues is go bunless.
Go bunless.
Go bunless. Get crazy and go bunless. So instead of having a hamburger, you know, on a bun with your sides, baked beans, whatever it is, fruit, go bunless. Wrap it in some romaine lettuce.
Oh, romaine lettuce.
Put a double patty on there. Up your mm-hmm. protein a little bit. Stay away from, you know, a bunch of carbs. Or if you're going to have a burger, you know, you're a bigger person, need more calories, have a burger, but make your second bunless. Right? So you can do little things. You know, I always say it's all of the decisions that roll into one big result or not. So if you're, you know, making changes and cutting corners in some areas, your end result is going to be better than not making those at all. Or being really drastic in one area and feeling deprived.
Yeah,
does that
sure.
make sense?
That makes total sense.
Okay, go.
I was thinking of some of those myself. You know, for me, I would say on the shopping end, the grocery end, I was sitting here as you were saying that, and I was trying to think of what if, you know, when you go into the grocery store and you're getting food, you're getting supplies, whatever it is for this trip, you find a way to reward yourself for every junky, you know, super carb heavy, sugary food that you don't get. You get some kind of little point, right? And you figure out what it is if, you know, your finances are good and that's not an option. Maybe it's splurging on some. You get so many points, right? And keep track of it. This could be totally ridiculous, but I'm just trying to think of something
fun. We all
fun.
Like stars.
Yeah, right. So get a little sticker. No, and you just keep track, right? For every 20 points or 10 points, make it something attainable, but something that is also taking discipline, you know, because I can't think of how many times, you know, 3 years ago we did this stupid, crazy, like 26-day elk hunt. And so every 5 or 6 days, it was about a 4, 3.5, or 4, I don't think remember what it was. I know it was less than 6 miles, somewhere between 4 and 5.5 mile hike back to the main camp, and then 12-mile drive to this little town where we could get some supplies. I mean, we brought a ton of food, but man, I was like, well, they've got Oreos here. They've got pork rinds. They've got these, you know, how awesome would that be to come home from, you know, a long day of hunting back to your kind of bivvy camp. We keep everything cold in the river, you know, so it wasn't an issue of what it was, but it's like, it'd be so nice just to have an Oreo.
Yeah.
Or two Oreos or a pack or whatever it was, right? And so instead of having those, you're bringing, you know, the same deal. You can keep them cold. Veggies. You're bringing, you know, meat. You're bringing some bacon. You're bringing that lettuce to wrap your stuff in. Because you can cook, because you can have a fire. We're right next to the river. But you find a way to avoid even purchasing. Because right now, if you said, hey, I want that chocolate glazed donut so bad. And I said, okay, go into the kitchen and get one. Could you get one? No, because we don't even have it here, right? So if you don't have it, you can't eat it, right? If your vehicle is out of gas in the driveway, you can't drive it, right?
Right.
So if you don't purchase it, and this goes without saying, it's way easier said than done.
Absolutely. Right? Oh my gosh.
But
if we had on. If we had that stuff in the house and, you know, it were a moment or, you know, a craving or something, being able to say no when it's available is much harder to do.
Right.
And I actually have one of my clients who she's following a specific nutrition plan and she's raising a family and, you know, growing boys. And so they're obviously not doing the same thing. And so what I said to her was, you know, I get that you're going to have things in the house that aren't okay for you to have right now, but are okay for them to have. So make an area, make a cut, whether that's a cupboard or, you know, part of the pantry. Hopefully not part of the pantry because you have access to that. But make a specific area for what they can have.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's, you know, too much, it's the majority of stuff, make an area or a cupboard that is yours. That every time you open those cupboards, you can have that, that, that. You can have everything up there. You can have your way with that cupboard. That is your stuff. But don't get into the other stuff. It's off limits. So, you know, if you have things in the house that don't line up with your goals, your clean eating, your ketogenic diet, whatever it is, it's not for you. It's like you can't have it, right? So just put it somewhere out of sight, out of mind.
And I have to say, that's not just some pipe dream. That's actually, and I had nothing to do with it. I'd like to take some credit for it, but I didn't. Courtney actually put that into work at our house. There's 3 or 4 drawers. I couldn't even tell you what's in there right now. The boys have, the boys are our kids, right? Gosh, it's going to be 9 and 12. 8 and 12. They have their own cabinet of stuff. It's not like junk food, but it's stuff that we're not eating. And I honestly, if you said, okay, 10 seconds to write down a list of everything that's in there and you can live.
It's like those cupboards don't exist to us.
They don't even exist.
Which is the point, you yeah, know?
They so. Don't. So, anyway. I think that's a great idea. I think, one, limiting your exposure to it, just like anything else, you know, is going to help. Two, preparing. If you have a job, right, and you have a speech or you have a presentation or whatever, you're not just going to wing it. If you want to keep your job, you have to prepare for it.
Yeah.
So why not use those same tactics and the same protocols and procedures in life with the fuel for your body, right? And it's the same thing if you have to prepare for an event. You have to prepare for it. So why not just take that time? You know, today we were preparing all these chickens and we had a podcast on and it was something that we mutually wanted to listen to and it was fun and we learned a lot and it was great. And we powered through 10 chickens, 9 chickens. We did one the day before. It's awesome. It's great. Find a way to not only distract yourself, but find something that is uplifting you and creating positive energy and a vibe while you're doing this task that you might not love, but you're going to benefit from because of. So,
you know, it's funny because there's a saying that I've said to a lot of people. And in one regard, I look at this saying and I go, not really. Like, I don't line up with that. But in the other light, I go, that makes total sense. Fake it till you make it. fake it till you make it. So if you wake up one day and you're like, hands up in the air, you know, my dreams, my goals out in the wind. I don't care. I have nothing to give. I'm going to show up. That's it. Fake it, right? Know what you wanted to do yesterday. Know that not having the crap in the break room that someone's aunt made. Knowing those things, fake it till you make it. I don't want that. You know what? Actually, this brings me to something that's totally off topic, but, and it's maybe super weird, but that's okay.
I want to know what the aunt made. Cornbread?
I used to be a chocolate addict. Loved chocolate. I could eat dinner. I could eat lunch. I wasn't satisfied until I ended whatever I had with a piece of chocolate. It was a weird thing for me because I'm not a sweets person. Anyway, I wanted so badly to stop eating chocolate, but I couldn't. I had no willpower, like no willpower at all. So this is so weird. I literally said to myself and out loud and to other people eventually, I am allergic to chocolate. I'm allergic to chocolate. I can't eat it. I can't eat chocolate. And you know what? For like 3 years, I never had a piece of chocolate. Never. So I don't know if that goes along with a fake it till you make it. But I was so determined that I thought, you know what? Whatever it takes for me to get over this vice of having chocolate, I'm going to do. So maybe I faked it.
That's funny.
Because I'm not allergic to chocolate. But for a long time, and I still don't really like chocolate. I'll have maybe a bite a month or whatever.
That's true, yeah.
But I had to tell myself something to be able to believe it, to then be able to make progress.
And a disclaimer to that for everybody, that doesn't work for like dishes and laundry and stuff.
I'm allergic to dishes too.
I'm allergic to dishes.
And allergic to laundry. That hasn't worked.
So, well, you know, outside of trying to stay on track, make the right decisions, choices. We get this stuff, you know, crammed down our throat all the time. I think the most important thing, you know, if we kind of go back to last week's podcast, is to reach out. If you're finding yourself coming up short, or your ideas feel stale, or you know, you're not creative, or you woke up and you're just like, man, today's that day. I gotta get all the cutting boards out. Cook this food, do this, you know, to do dishes because not all my Tupperware is clean, whatever it is, right? Reach out. Talk to someone else who is doing it, or someone that just makes you laugh.
Somebody that inspires you.
Something.
In a healthy,
you know,
way. Yeah.
Yeah. And say, hey, here's the deal. Here's what I'm doing. Here's what I need help doing, right? Do you have a friend that lives down the road that preps their food? Can you have a food prepping
party? Absolutely. That's a great idea.
You know? Just get together and do it. Find a way to make it work. There's so many reasons and ways and excuses to not do something. That doesn't take any effort, mm-hmm. right? What does take effort is to say, okay, here's what has to be done. Here's the effort and here's the ideas that I've put forth to make this happen. So now all I have to do is put one step in front of the other and do it. And if that means reaching out to somebody, if that means, you know, jumping online and saying, hey, I need some ideas, you know, some food prep ideas or whatever it is, you know, don't give up. Don't be afraid to feel overwhelmed. That's the other thing, right? If you feel like these decisions and choices and options and meal prepping and, oh my gosh, there's all this good food and, you know, if you've never been taken through a grocery store with somebody who's educated on the process of how they market the grocery store, how they set up the displays, what aisles to avoid, reach out. Hey, hit us up. I love to walk you through the grocery store. When I lived in Florida, that was part of being one of my clients. We had to do a grocery store tour, and there was more than a half a dozen times where I'd be walking through the grocery store with my cart and I would just hear this. The beating of feet running
your clients
in the opposite
running
direction, running away yep. with their cart, and I would chase them down because I was faster than all of them anyway. And I'd chase them down and be like, "Who are you running from?" And it's funny. it's just one of those things that sometimes we just need that support, yeah. You know? So
absolutely. For sure, you are dead on with that.
Yeah.
So I think that kind of sums up in a really roundabout way.
Very roundabout.
We're a little bit on a tangent today, but I think, you know, moral of the story is whether you've been off the wagon or you've been on it and you're coming into a new season, right? There's lots of temptations, lots of things going on, lots of potential excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Don't use them. You know, find a way to stay on track.
Stay on the wagon, unless it's the glazed donut wagon, and jump off.
Absolutely. Or find a way to make them that are, you know, is healthy. I do not think for a second that people should get through life only eating, you know, broccoli, you know, protein and kale. I don't. I think that there needs to be a lot of enjoyment. You know, though food is fuel, it's also a source of, you know, a social aspect, mm-hmm. and a thing that people should really enjoy. So if you love donuts, chocolate glazed donuts, find a really creative, fun, and tasty, healthy way to make them. Don't just go, I can't ever have a donut. I'm allergic to donuts.
Right, yeah.
Don't be allergic to donuts. Just find a way to make them.
I hope I'm never allergic to donuts.
Anyways, where can they find us or where can they reach out if they have questions?
Absolutely. You can reach us on our website at www.elevationfitnesstraining.com in the contact us section. You can jump on social media, whether it be Instagram, Elevation Fitness Training. Courtney's handle is at Her Outdoor Journey. Mine is HuntFit_08 or Facebook, Elevation Fitness Training, Courtney Levesque or Stephen Don. We actually have a closed group called the Elevation Fitness Training Badasses that's about 50 or 60 deep right now that we... You know, we get a lot of requests and we filter those requests and we make sure that it's a very close-knit, encouraging family group. It's actually one of the most motivating groups and families I've ever seen. It's awesome.
People are great. Because like you were saying earlier, people can share stories, successes. Hey, I just, you know, killed this 5K or, you know, I did this. I haven't been able to do it for a while. Healthy recipes,
yeah.
You know, family stuff, upcoming events. You know, so there's a lot of ways to encourage and to share, you know, uplift, all of those kind of things. You can also get onto our website. Again, that's elevationfitnesstraining.com. And there's a place where you can subscribe. And we are not spammers. We won't sell your info, no matter how much money they want to give us. But you will get weekly, whether it's a blog or a newsletter or a healthy recipe. Also, sometimes periodically do giveaways. So make sure you jump on there and subscribe. If you have specific questions, feedback, any of that kind of stuff too, there's a place to contact us on there. And be sure to like and review this podcast. Make sure you subscribe to Archery Maniacs. And we will be back Wednesday with another Full Draw Fitness.
Alrighty. Thanks for checking in, guys. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to the show. It means a lot to us.
But seriously, though, I really appreciate your ear. And it would mean the world to me if you would rate our podcast. If you didn't like it, 1-star it. But if you did, a 5 is even better. Don't forget to comment, like, share, and hit that subscribe button. Thanks again for tuning into the show. Some other podcasts that you should definitely check out are
Eastman Elevating with Bride and Barney,
and Hunt Harvest Health with Ryan and Hillary Lampers.
Some other YouTube channels to check out:
Hardworking Hunter, Sterling's Extremes Outdoors, and Lane Walter Productions.
And a special thanks to
Maven Optics, Six Sight Gear, Dark Energy Tech, Shield Mountain Outdoors, The Outdoor Insiders, Iron Mind Hunting, Valkyrie Archery, and Gannett Ridge Sporting Equipment.